Certified midwife Trenisha Williams is currently working at the Brooklyn Birthing Center right here in Midwood, Brooklyn.
Seeing the newborn babies and seeing the fathers too. The fathers, when you see their faces, it especially when they're connected well to the woman, mm-hmm. It's just a moment that just, yeah, the fathers. I decided to become a midwife when my sister was pregnant with my nephew, now mm-hmm. is 21. And when she was pregnant, I went to Lamaze childbirth classes and mm-hmm. I learned about normal birth. And I was like fascinated by all of this. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to the labor and I saw my nephew emerge and I saw his head and body come out, all 9 pounds, 15 ounces. He was a big baby and my sister's stomach went down very smoothly. I said, oh, I got to figure out how I can get more involved in this. At the same time, I was starting to work at Bellevue Hospital. And one of the midwives was there, were like, well, you should become a midwife. You know, if you want to do that more, do midwifery. And I was like, okay, I'll apply to midwifery school. And when one of my other sisters was pregnant, she saw the midwives at Columbia. They gave her prenatal care. And my mom was, Columbia Presbyterian, my mom was like, oh, why, you know, I don't want a midwife taking care of her grandchild, because my sister's first baby. And I was like, why? I was like, I didn't, and at that time, I probably should have looked up midwife, but I never did. And I was just like, I don't know what mom means by that, but okay, we'll put that in, like, something else to remember in life. Okay, this is things you don't want. And then when I told her I want to become a midwife, she was like, but why would she want to do that? You're going to be a doctor or something else? She's like, no, I'm banking on this medicine thing. And I'm like, it's not going to happen. So I tell her about it, and she, of course, says she didn't say it, but I know she said it. And I know she's definitely changed her mind. I think it's just because, really, I guess, you know, when she grew up, the late 50s, midwifery wasn't something that was considered a real true science, really wasn't respected in the community. So why would you kind of want your daughter to do something that wasn't as sort of mainstream? You want them to just sort of be the role that you want them to be. I have to worry about all the political things involved. Born in Manhattan, Columbia Hospital, Columbia Presbyterian, which I don't know, got a new name now, but that's my mom gave birth to me. Lived in Harlem around 148th Street until maybe about 3 or 4 years old. Then my family moved to the South Bronx and then moved back to Manhattan. And I then moved to Brooklyn, because I'm not that new to Brooklyn, because it's been a while, when I got a job at Kings County Hospital in 2004. My first goal was, of course, to work for my community in Harlem Hospital. But there were a lot of obstacles with me getting a midwifery job there. You know, Flatbush, you know, wants me, let's go. It's still my people. It's still people of color, because I really wanted to work with a lot of women of color, people that reflect me and come from the demographics that I'm familiar with. So thank goodness I was able to get into Kings County and able to work there for a long time. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be in the South Bronx in a time where poverty was really an issue. And when I wanted to apply to college, the college recruiter that I had, she had the largest group of students of color come up to a private university. And that allowed us to get the biggest class of students of color that my college has ever seen. There were 96 people of color that started. Only 18 of us made it through. And not everybody's gonna make it through. And we need to have alternatives of what people can do to support their families and support their lives if they don't. I don't know, I've just always been a little bit more determined maybe than others. But I was like, I knew when I went away, I was like, I have to, what am I going back to? My family can support us, but I'm going to work at the supermarket. Am I going to just, you know, work at the grocery store? Because then now I'm depending on someone else to be able to help me. I was like, no, my mom went to college and my mom went to college with 3 children on her hip. 3. My mother graduated from school. I was 3 years old. So I was like, if she could do it, why can't I do it when I don't have any kids? Like, what is that about, Trisha? You can do it. I went to SUNY Downstate to complete my midwifery degree. But undergrad, I went to Hobart and Williamson Colleges, and I got my bachelor's in science with a focus in psychology. Midwives need to all at least have a bachelor's degree in order to apply to midwifery school. Most times that bachelor's degree does typically fall within nursing, and that's because a lot of the midwifery programs are based in schools of nursing. So most people have a bachelor's degree, then go to midwifery school, either part-time or full-time, 2 years or 3 years, and either get a master's in midwifery or a certificate in midwifery. Midwives are considered sort of alternative health care providers, even though we're not sort of like acupuncturists or like, I'm trying to think of some other, like physical therapists, people that they don't see mainstream sort of science background, even though we kind of are. We can provide all types of care, whether that's regular primary care, GYN care. We are licensed, particularly in this state, to give care for the newborn for the first year of life. Even though in New York, we have plenty of pediatricians, so most times midwives aren't necessarily needed for that. We can do other types of procedures, such as assist a physician with cesarean, do colposcopies, do certain diagnostic tests for abnormal pap smears and stuff like that. Intrapartum care, postpartum care, and definitely tons of teaching. Midwives love to teach. We want people to be educated about the different things that can happen throughout your lifespan. But I do feel as though we have let a lot of our community, our women, our families down by not having adequate care, enough adequate care providers, not having systems that work, by not having racial justice, by not having equality amongst caregivers, social constructs set up that don't allow access to good care. One physician I work with, when I first started, he was like, well, what makes you think you're going to make a difference? And I was like, well, why wouldn't I make a difference? You know, I've been a practicing midwife for about 15 years, so that's a long time. So you have a chance to really get to know women in different situations. I've worked at hospitals, and now here I'm at a birthing center, and I've also done home birth. So it depends on where the woman is and where they want that care at. I also work with New York State Association of Licensed Midwives. I'm a membership chairperson, try to get more midwives to want to join our state affiliate, and hopes of making changes in our state. The other committee I'm involved with is the American College of Nurse Midwives. They have a midwife of color committee. I am chairperson with another midwife, and we're advocating nationally to make sure that midwives of color are kind of involved, that they have the support they need, that they have mentoring programs, that we have adequate say at the table, which has always kind of been a challenge. Even though midwifery's been around a long time, midwives of color, whether we're talking my indigenous sisters or even my midwife sisters from some of our other countries that are closer that we want to close our borders to, they need support and they need people to help mentor them. One of my first mentors of midwifery, Dorothea Lang, just said that we need to advocate. And it wasn't until later on in my midwifery career, and then as she started to get sick and, you know, lose her way, and you know, since has passed, I really started to think about how, as midwives, we have to advocate. And not to say I do it every single day, because, you know, some moments I do this like watching a movie and drowning out in it. But I do think that women's health is important. And if we don't advocate and don't encourage people to think about becoming midwives or laws or getting access to care and having insurance reimbursement, who's going to do it? And don't get me wrong, just like anybody else, I have my days and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's too much. I go hang out with a friend that's not birth focused, do something else, go to the country. I have a lot of friends that live outside of New York and they're like, come to the country for a day or two. And it's true. You get some fresh air. I get to smell a little cow manure. Back to the city. All right. I'm ready to try to tackle this stuff again. But now I just feel complete on where I'm at. I'm thinking maybe in the next few years, we'll see what happens. I might decide to adopt or open my house out to some other child. I do think I have a lot of love to give. I just didn't have time to push that love out of my vagina. But I do believe that there is energies around us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think, I don't want to say it's my destiny to become a, no, it wasn't. I think the path was paved for me, and step by step, it allowed itself to move itself forward. I feel like once you die, you'll have to think about all the rest of the stuff you maybe should have said. But for now, I'm just going to keep trying to figure out other things to do and try to hopefully make it a little better. If not, then at least I tried.